This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Thank you, Sean. Fitting tribute after you, and solely you, are responsible for the death of Dickie Betts yesterday, because you jinxed him with the Greg Allman "I'm No Angel" song.
Man, that's my first jinx on this show.
Is that your first official jinx?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had your jinx coming in the second round.
I can't believe that your mock is out. When are we talking about your mock?
Lead.
It's your lead?
Yes,
oh,
it's my lead today.
Bradford just said the website's down due to traffic.
Scott was thrilled when I sent it over to him yesterday.
Yes. Okay. If it's Scott, he'll say somebody else reported your mock.
Dickie Betts, sneaky top 10, well, maybe top 15 guitarist all time, as far as I'm concerned,
All right.
So, sad news, but I believe the man was 80. When he died. Did he die?
He did.
Okay, he did. Okay.
I feel like there's times where people listen to us for the first time and we say that. They're like, God, what a heartless show.
Did the man die? He did.
Yeah. You notice, I can't remember if I thanked the listener who made the Moose Soup and Everything shirt for me that I wore this week.
Yes.
I thank? Was that?
We talked about it.
Do you remember?
It's a Twitcher, Rossi, Jay Rossi.
No, it's not. Well, at least you told me. Well, I'm not. Don't look at me like that.
No.
You told me it was somebody completely different. You said, "Hey, I'd like to take a picture."
Jay Rocco, maybe it's
Jay Rocco.
I don't know. They'll come in as soon as I know.
My God,
it was one of the private.
No, I know.
I'm afraid to say anything sometimes.
I've asked you all, please do not be afraid to say anything. Yes.
Come on, Courtney. Step your game up.
Yeah. It's like I don't have of a memory. I screw up every single day on this show. I have a memory of a goldfish.
You said to me, hey, can I take a picture of the Moose Soup and Everything shirt for so-and-so? Because it was their shirt.
Correct.
But it wasn't Jay Rocco.
I think
it might be a private. It was 557 Rocco, maybe.
So did you put it up on social media?
No, I told him to email me so I could send him the photo. Yeah. He in the Twitch chat said, Courtney, can you please?
Oh, I thought you took the photo to put up on social media, because I was saying if you did that, maybe you tagged whoever made the show.
But anyway, what I was going to say was, we need a did the man die ... more than three dots.
Right.
He did. T-shirt. Okay. All right. We have a lot to get to this morning. Happy Friday. Welcome to your show. They said it coming up at 7. It's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. We'll talk about what Max Homa said about fast food and his fans. And I particularly happen to believe that if every athlete were to treat their fans this way, then the world would be a better place. So we'll get to that at 7. At 7:30, we'll talk Bruins and Game 1 tomorrow with Nessun's Sofia Yurkstevich. And Sofia's been on the show before. She's excellent. She's excellent doing the games, by the way.
She's awesome.
Really, really. I mean, could she replace Jack?
Sure.
She do play-by-play?
I don't know if she's ever done play-by-play or not.
She might have done a little bit when she was in Canada. She's from Canada. She knows the game better than most.
Yeah.
But she is such a talent. I don't necessarily know if she would enjoy doing play by play. Yeah. I think she's loving what she's doing right now. The pregame, the intermissions, and then
she does a great job with it. And also, Shyam and I were talking yesterday after the show about Andy Brickley, and we've had Brick on the show. We used to have Brick on the old show a lot. He is just really the best at it, I think, because he's not intrusive, but he knows so much hockey.
He knows exactly when to interject, how to interject. He explains things in a way that is easy enough for the layman to understand, but in depth enough that a hockey fan will, you know, get all gassed up about it. And it's just, he does such an exceptional job. It's shocking to me that a bigger company hasn't like poached him.
Yeah.
You know who I have?
What, you mean like ESPN or something?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. I think the replacement, the best opportunity, I heard him during the Frozen Four, local guy, John Buccigross, the new voice of the Bruins.
Really?
He does hockey play-by-play.
Is he the guy who used to be on ESPN?
Yep, used to do SportsCenter.
He's still on ESPN. He called a lot of the college hockey games. He does some like ESPN desk work.
Yeah.
As long as you're in your own lane, right?
Didn't they have to rush him in when they lost the feed from that game? And he was was that this season?
Yeah, I believe it was. I think it was the regionals of the college hockey tournament.
Completely lost the
feed.
In
Providence, I think that's where it was going. It was wild.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Talk about a guy with some energy.
It's a high energy guy.
High energy. I love Bucci.
Greg, you would
love
him. He is obsessed with chicken parm, and it's all he eats.
All right. So Sophia at 7:20. News with Courtney at 7:45. We'll talk about the pizza controversy that has shook the world, and then the owner of the Boston Celtics, Wick Grosbeck, at 8:20 on this morning's show. So we are packed when it comes to today's program. That means, Shyam, we should get right to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Reggae mood this morning.
Well, tomorrow is technically 420. Normally, we do a 420 full rejoin, but 420 is a weekend this week.
Wagwan, man.
So we don't do that. So instead, I'm just going to give you one Bob Marley song as the lead today.
All right.
Happy 420 Eve, Wiggy.
Oh, you know.
Every day is 420 with Wiggy.
It was put here for you and I,
right?
Courtney.
I agree.
From Ja himself.
Yep.
So, do you do anything different on 420?
Nope.
I mean, for you, every day is 420.
And nothing wrong with it.
I mean, do you,
Bob
do you
Molly,
change,
it
do you
was
change
peace
up,
and love.
Huh?
Bob Molly,
do,
peace and love.
Do you change the routine up at all or anything on tomorrow morning in honor of...
No, I just live life, man.
Of the of your favorite product? No?
I don't know if it's my favorite product. It is helpful. You know? I don't know if it's my favorite product, but it is definitely helpful. It eases you out, man. You ain't gotta worry about anything.
Yeah. I know. We can tell. You're just mellow, and you're never worried about anything.
You know what?
You know what? The state of Massachusetts ruins everything.
Hold on, Wiggy. I'm over here. Go ahead. What, Curtis?
The way in which they handled the dispensaries, like it's there's way too many. Like if you limit it, then they're successful. Like I feel like I was reading a story.
They're like liquor stores.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
There's this massive one. Have you seen the one in Courtney on First Street?
Southie?
It's massive.
Yeah.
Huge.
They're like liquor stores.
I mean, God bless them. But
all right, Shyam. Good morning.
Good morning, Greg. So as I have already mentioned, my mock draft, my final mock draft, my official mock draft for the 2024 NFL draft is available on WEEI.com. You can also find it. I retweeted it, tweeted it out. And so Curtis mentioned it already.
Is there any kind of a Reddit available for it?
Nope, no subreddit. Not yet. No, I'm not that popular. Sorry.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. But Curtis already mentioned it. I don't think the New England Patriots are going to stick at three. I think they are going to trade out. I have them trading down to six, actually, with the New York Giants. They get a couple draft picks, stock up a little bit, but they also still get their quarterback, and they draft J.J. McCarthy. It's been this weird couple days. The odds have really changed on Drake May going number three. He went from minus 160 down to plus 100, which seems odd, but I have a feeling that Drake May goes two overall. That's my thought. It's been my thought kind of for a while now that the Jaden Daniels thing is a lot of just smoke and mirrors. And then I think the Giants will trade up and take Jaden Daniels at three. The Patriots will get J.J. McCarthy at six.
Do you have one through five quick in your mock?
One through five in my mock. I have Caleb Williams to the Bears. I have Drake May to the Commanders. The Giants trade up for Jaden Daniels at three. Marvin Harrison at four. Malik Nabers at five.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Wow, two receivers before J.J. McCarthy.
Yes. I think that Minnesota, if they were going to trade up in this draft, would have already done it, similar to how you saw it with the 49ers a few years back when they went up for Trey Lance. They did it early. Same with the Bears last year going up, or the Panthers going up last year with the Bears. It happens before draft night. It happens a while before. And it hasn't happened yet, which leads me to believe that nobody wants what the Vikings are selling at this time. They don't want to go down that far. And that's why the Patriots only dropped to six instead of going all the way down to 11.
All right, draft is Thursday.
Yes,
and
it is.
We will celebrate that or commiserate when it comes to the Patriots and what they do with you at the Poorhouse in Keene, New Hampshire, pregame for Roadshow number one, which is a week from today in Brattleboro, Vermont, at the Stone Church. Curtis, good morning.
All right, three quick predictions. Number one, the Bruins lose in the first round.
Oh,
number two, the Celtics win the championship.
All right.
And number three, the next quarterback for the New England Patriots is Michael Penix Jr.
Wow.
I heard some Burt Breer audio over the, I think it was yesterday, across the street, talking about how they did not initially have a plan to draft or bring in Penix Jr. for a pre-draft visit. Mm. It was a late ad after they had already spoken with McCarthy, Jaden Daniels, and Drake May. And I just, I don't know what it is, but Michael Penix Jr. is a guy that was a winner in college, is a tough player, maximized his potential with Washington, beat a superior Oregon team twice, once in the regular season, once in the Pac-12 championship. I think that is the plan. They will trade back. Shime's on the right path, but there will not be a double parade this spring, but you will have a duck boat parade with the Celtics, Michael Penix Jr. with the Patriots, and the Bruins losing the first round.
This is interesting because if it is Penix, then that would mean you, Greg, and Curtis would potentially get in your wish because you would probably get Marvin Harrison at number three and then take Penix. Maybe
Curtis, are you saying they trade down and
down, maybe like 20s to get
so
Michael
he's saying
Penix.
they go for the extra picks.
Oh, so you're saying
they trade out of three.
Right, they get way out of three. They take him at like 26 or something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. All right, we got to take a break. Couple good leads to start us off, fellas. Great job. We'll get to Courtney's lead, Wiggy's lead, my lead, coming up next on a Friday on the Greg Hill Show at WEEI.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.